Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
We are living in the light, and I bet you are too. And today we're going to dive into the fact, the fantasy, the fiction, what's going on, because things are heating up on the planet. Oh my goodness, guys, I know you're feeling it. There's so much going on. You know, we talked about it. We're here. This is June 28th through around August 15 to 18. Intensity, a time of great manifestation if you allow it to be. But the reality is that the gift, the greater gift of this entire month, and what we're going to be talking about today is the absolute gift that you give yourself when you can calmly stand in the light of love and trust while you witness, and that's the key, witness the upheaval, and are able to really hold this gift of living in the light while others are picking third or fifth, Sri.
Absolutely, because everybody is making their choices clear. And those that are living a fear-based reality, that are struggling to accumulate chips on the game board mm-hmm. or other positions of perceived safety and power, are creating a turbulence, while those that are standing by wishing things were different are actually creating a different turbulence.
Yeah, very true.
There is a key, and we're going to talk about it a bit today. There is a key to holding a calm presence that does not ignite reactivity in the outer world.
Mm-hmm.
And reactivity in the outer world seems to be the new normal, doesn't it?
Well, you know, or at least that's what the media wants you to believe. And, you know, while we're chatting about it, let's just remind you, we are live. Love to always hear from you with your questions, your comments, and your triumphs, or to ask for a mini soul reading. Go ahead and you can give us a call at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, hey, remember, the lines filled really fast. I'm not even sure if there's a line available still, but the good news is once we start talking to people, call
back
in.
The lines free up.
Exactly. That's your opportunity to be able to get right back into the queue, because if it's your day to chat with us, you will get on the show.
Absolutely. And so let's come back to a moment of reflection here, that in this past week, we have seen continued outbursts on planet Earth, especially for those living in the United States. It's been close to home. There has been a lot of anger, resentment, hurt, and a feeling of frustration that's expressed through people being on the streets. Now, frustration that's expressed through violence does not ever produce the result that people are looking for. However, it's empowering to get on your feet and say something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is a sense of power that comes from that. However, true power is the ability to calmly stand in the face of whatever wind is blowing and command the light to support the highest good, to support a harmonious and healthy resolution. And like I said, we're going to share a little more about, well, okay, that sounds good. How do you really do it?
Well, and the reality is that there is so much going on, that this is a really extraordinary moment if you're awake to the fifth dimension, if you're awake to the energy of the twinning Earth. There is such a visceral, and I mean just absolutely incredibly powerful, tangible moment that we are in right now that is saying pay attention. Because I don't care where you live, who you are, whether or not you're aligned with the third dimension or the fifth dimension, you're paying attention. At one aspect of this issue or another, you are riveted. You're either riveted in your ascension or you're riveted in your density experience. You're either riveted in fear or you're riveted in trust and freedom. That's the gift. And there are practices you can do to hold the frequencies during this time. Now, I will say, I have said forever, I will say it again, If you have not yet taken Navigating the Inner Matrix, it is a program that we were blessed beyond belief to have the Archangelic Realm download through us about 12 years ago now. This program has helped thousands of people. Please become another one of the ones that can really soar through this time. But today we're going to synthesize some things about living in the light. Number one, can it really be done? The answer is yes. We'll just give you the spoiler alert there. Yeah. Yes.
No, you know, the answer is be reassured. Trust that you as a divine being, an incarnate angel, in fact, know how to live in a state of continual love and divine connection. It is available to all of us. The key is we have to filter through some of the habitual forms of consciousness. And what we refer to as the game board, meaning density, mass consciousness, is constantly throwing up its Velcro, seeking to get you
to play. It's constantly throwing up. Yeah, let's just call it where it is.
It wants you to get involved, you know. And when they're trying to get you to join a club, the price of entry just could be your consciousness.
Well, very much so. Very much so. And, you know, when we talk about living in the light, you know, a lot, we have been getting so many emails lately and so many people writing us and asking questions, and all of them are really good, solid, excellent questions about this time. And we want to just remind you that our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, just a few days ago, we posted a video on the star consciousness practice, how to ignite your star consciousness. This is a practice that we have taught in literally every workshop we have ever offered because it's that important. And we really felt compelled to release this out into the world. And all you need to do is go to Official Sri and Kira. You will see it right there, along with make sure you connect with the July revelations if you haven't done so.
Now, the star consciousness practice that Kira is referring to was a gift of remembrance that came through from Archangel Zadkiel. And it is deceptively simple and incredibly powerful. And we're going to talk a little more about this today and more than once because it's essential as you are walking through a war zone, as you're walking through the zone of turbulence that is all over the density map, as you are navigating the turbulence. It's imperative that you learn how to center your consciousness. This isn't just about reacting to things. This is about claiming I am a being of peace and I'm here doing what I'm here to do, whatever that is in that moment. It's not about going, oh my goodness, there's trouble ahead. I better get prepared. Please understand, there's a difference between an empowered, peaceful orientation toward the world and a coping mechanism called I'm relaxing myself.
Exactly.
I'm calming myself.
Yeah, no, that's very, very powerful.
And of course, the coping mechanism is a good stepping stone to learning how to work with your inner structures, your inner emotionality. However, the very premise of a coping mechanism is I can't cope. So the moment you are employing lots of coping mechanisms in your life, you are actually reinforcing a central identity that says, I'm not enough. I'm not quite making it. But boy, have I got tools to try to fix this.
So you might be saying, well, how does that come in around living in the light? Well, because the more that we are aware, the more that we are literally awake to the energies that are moving through our consciousness, that are moving through our life, then we are able to lift. Remember, you cannot play your way off this game board. Let's face it, especially the events. Look at the events starting June 28th. And here we are, my goodness, angels, it's only July 10th. Now, before we go any further, I just have to share this. Everyone out there, you need to be singing happy birthday to my beloved Sri, because it's Sri's birthday today. Happy birthday, Sri, my beloved angel of the universe. Talk about living in the light. And I just had to stop and acknowledge that this is a beautiful moment.
Well, thank you, my love. And every day is a birthday because something new is happening.
That's true. That's absolutely
and
true.
Thank you for loving me and acknowledging my birth.
Well, we're talking about living in the light. And truly, you are a blessing for this planet because you every day, for those who may not know how hard every day it is, you always are living in the light. You do everything you can to remain there. And you are my living guru, my living love of my life. And I just want to acknowledge that on this beautiful birthday for my angel, Sri Ranka.
She's pretty good, isn't she? I did all right.
Yes, you did. Jackpot. And so, so going back to living in the light.
Well, I want to come back to this orientation that we call star consciousness just a little bit more, because we've delivered some really important discernments to you, and we're only a few minutes into the show.
We are, and I want to just say this. Between June 28th and where we are right now, July 10th, no matter where you live in the world, you know how much has already happened. And guys, this energy is going to keep building through August 15 to 18. So this is an important show.
Absolutely. And it's important for each of you to use this time to support your awakening even more. People often forget that crisis and opportunity are, you know, that wonderful Chinese symbol.
I love that symbol.
It's one of those duality statements that within a moment of crisis, there is an opportunity. And the question is, what kind of opportunity are you going to see and claim? Is it an opportunity to become ever more forceful in your coping mechanisms? Or is it an opportunity to have a quantum leap, to lift into the empowered sleeping giant that is your soul? Wow, the empowered sleeping giant. Now, I'm being a little presumptive saying it's a sleeping giant because I know that there's more there to discover, that parts of us are really kind of drowsy, so to speak, and we are awakening to our true capacity. So Kira had mentioned earlier about navigating the inner matrix.
Mm-hmm.
This is a home study program that is potent, powerful. If it were marketed by some of the other folks out there, it would be $1,000 program
easily. But you can get it
as a gift of love to this universe at this time. It's under a couple $100.
Yeah, and you can actually, based upon the way that you want to be coached through it, start at under $100. Go to SriAndKira.com. Click into our home study classroom and learn about navigating the inner matrix.
Now, the reason this is important is there is an essential shift in consciousness that is required to step out of coping and reacting and step into trust and building, empowering, commanding. So that is an essential shift, an inner shift that's deep within. It's beyond the ego. You see, the ego is oh so powerful and oh so useful, and yet it gets in the way when we're in a fear-based situation. The ego does not have the tools to walk through fear because it itself is foundationalized in fear.
Now, that's a really important thing to recognize, especially when it talks about living in the light. Think about, I want to go back again, starting out on June 28th up until now, and nevertheless, everything that happened up before June 28th, we are in a moment of coagulation. We're in the ultimate big pot, you know, and everything's getting stirred up. So the key is everything is going into this stew, and the reality that you live is very much a question of, are you living in and with the light? Or are you resisting that divine aspect of yourself? Are you still doubting that? That's why today's show was living the light, fact, fiction, or fantasy. Because when you are holding higher consciousness frequencies, there will be those who will project upon you, and the only weapon they have are their words, because it is their words that will try to take you away from the truth of who you are. How many of you right now feel like you are in a battle for the light or the dark in your daily interaction with people around you? It could be friends, well-intentioned friends. It could be well-intentioned relatives. It could be coworkers. How many of you feel like you have to hide who you are? That's because literally there is enough doubt inside of you that those around you energetically see it and will use that doubt to keep you from living your truth. Remember, Zadkiel says this all the time. It is only doubt that separates. And this is why something as simple as activating your star consciousness can assist you to, you know, build the muscle of living in light. You know, living in light is a new muscle. It's a new paradigm. Only you can make it stronger in your life. And as you do, you start putting on the robe of divine manifestation versus wearing the planetary thought body of fear, doubt, and poverty consciousness. Now, that's a huge contrast between third dimension and fifth dimension experience, because you have to recognize that living in the light is reality. It is not fiction. It is not fantasy. It is a reality that is yours to claim the minute, the moment, within the breath that you simply say, I accept the blessing that I am.
You know, the I am light. When those words are uttered from a place of knowingness, then the power of the declaration is magnified. One of the things that we're really wanting to get across to you is that living in the light or commanding the light is not a belief system. It's not a concept. So often when we're exploring spirituality, when we're exploring pathways to oneness, pathways to love, etc., our mind gets going with all of the rules and regulations and customs and culture of whatever particular school of thought we're exploring. And those schools of thought, as beautiful as some of them are, come with a little bit of conceptual baggage because they try to perpetuate a worldview based upon concept as opposed to based upon beingness. Now, not all of them. However, it's common. Because wherever there is a written word and those who would interpret the word, we move more and more into concept. Well, consider that pathway for a moment, that as we have a concept of how it ought to be, and then we have an idea of a practice or a rule, a guideline that'll get us there, or who are we listening to? Are we listening to our heart and our soul, or are we listening to our brain who is watching our behavior, saying you're conforming or you're not conforming? That is a delicate slope right there to be able to watch the watcher and get behind the picture screen a little bit so that we can claim a state of beingness rather than accommodate an experience.
Well, I love that because it's also part of how we can give ourselves the opportunity to move forward. You know, what are the actions we take? And for example, one of the actions I want to really honor and give a public shout out and a thank you to is a beautiful listener, Benjamin Bubb. You know, we got an email from Benjamin last week that basically said, hey, you know, while I was on break from projects, I felt the need to record music to help calm my nerves. What a beautiful way to calm his nerves. And that's the point I want to really honor, is that his proactive was, I'm going to calm my nerves through creating beauty. And then he not only created the beauty, he generously sent it to us, this amazing piece of music called The Fountain of Peace. And we included it in the Star Consciousness video that, again, is posted now at YouTube. It's also posted at our website, trinkira.com. And if you go to our website, trinkira.com, the track is up there for you to download as well. What a great response to Holding and Living in Light. It's a 7-minute track of beautiful music for meditation, for calming, just for the fountain of peace it is.
And what Benjamin offers to you is a clue as to how to find your own peace.
Exactly.
And for many people, it means move into the creative process. It's not about concepts, although reading and learning can open ideas or gateways for your intuitive creativity. That is indeed possible. The key is to take action in a way that flows with your inner guidance. And if that action is singing in the woods or jogging by the lake or running in the park, or if that action is drawing or painting or making music, when we engage the creative process, we're closer to our soul's wisdom because the left brain got out of the way.
Oh, I love that.
The left brain is really good for figuring out where to drive the car. You know, the left brain is really good for navigating many of the stuff, the materials and density. However, it's not really good for soul communion.
Well, that's true. And, you know, we've got a lot to share about soul communion. We're going to even be talking about walk-ins and about star consciousness and star-born beings, because there's a lot that is coming forward with those people. And I want to remind you that along with calling in, you can always send us an email to guest@shrinkyourradio.com, where we are happy to address your emails and communicate with you. And as a matter of fact, after the break, we're going to be talking about that and talking with some of those people. But before we go on break, why don't we say hello to some of our amazing callers that have been holding online?
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to head to line 3 and say hello to Monica from Ohio.
Namaste, Monica. Welcome.
Oh my gosh, beloved Sri and Kira. First of all, I offer you my happy birthday. Congratulations. And many, many happy returns of infinite days on this beautiful planet.
Well, thank you for your love. I appreciate it.
And I was hoping for a small mini soul reading.
Well, thank you for asking. I'm grateful that you called. You know, I'm sitting here smiling as I connect with your voice today, because there's an energy. It's interesting. I love that you're our first caller as we're talking about living in the light and we're talking about making decisions, because that's what's going on around you right now, is that as I connect with your energy field, there's like these, the only way I can describe it is they look like dancing fairies, like little young, they look like young children, but they're not. It's like that energy of a child, that excitement, that raw enthusiasm, and it's twirling around you. And what's interesting is it's really affecting every aspect of your life. And the only message that keeps coming forward is carry this gift into all of your decisions, and you will discover a magical presence that has been waiting for you to ignite it. And that is the message that they want to give to you today. And so that is the message I'm offering to you, Monica. So I would say go dance with these beautiful beings and let it be amazing.
Thank you with all my heart. Thank you both. I love you so much.
And we love you, Angel. Namaste.
Many blessings. Well, I think dancing is just a super idea.
I because love it.
It actually, what's wonderful about dancing is it can be completely right-brained, or it can be a harmony of right and left brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those unifying kinds of experiences. And I encourage you, if you're up for it, to get out there and twirl and be free form. And then if a structure comes to you, have fun with the structure.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because that's the way we create our world. Is the structure is there to help us organize energy. But without the energy, without the direct conduit, what good is structure?
Well, but I have to jump in and say I was really giggling around Monica's session right now, because really with everything we're talking about today, are not children oftentimes still playing in the light in a way that reminds us not to forget who we are?
Indeed. They're great teachers in that fashion. And part of that is the enthusiastic connection, connected to their divinity, connected to their emotionality, connected to their bodies and the experience.
In every way.
It's like, hey, let's get present.
Exactly. And let's move. Let's wiggle. Let's have fun. And of course there's fairies. Of course there's light. Of course there's happiness. Those are the qualities, the gifts, and the blessing of having children around us to remind us, hey, don't forget the truth. And may we inspire these children to never have to forget theirs.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you know, Sri, I think that it's a perfect time to talk about what it's like to be right now living in the fifth dimension, the experiences that are happening in the fifth dimension, what living in light in the fifth dimension is feeling like. Because for many of you that are living in the light, that are living in the fifth dimension, most likely you are experiencing a lot of intense energy, right? How many of you are going, yeah? And I'm talking about even to the point where you might feel like you're even flying out of your body. Now, on our website, shrinkyourradio.com, you know, we have the ascension symptoms listed. And you can go back and look at those, even if you've looked at them before, because in the fifth dimensional experience, what's happening is that we are all moving faster. So all of those ascension experiences that we've written about, those ascension acceleration experiences, the energy experiences, are not only amping. If you've been through them once, chances are you're in an ever-refining spiral, and they're going to start getting bigger again.
It's an interesting phenomenon because many of this quote-unquote symptoms, whether it's the blurry vision or the dizziness or the ringing in the ears, whatever it might be, are not one-time experiences. They're indications that energy is being processed. They're indications that you are lifting. And oftentimes the body will repeat that type of channel for energy expression at a later time in your self-ascension process.
Well, and talk about energy and energy repeating. We've got Julie back on the line. So, Julie, let's say hello.
Hi. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you just fine, Angel. Welcome to the show. Big energy today,
huh? Yes, yes, very much so. Thank you both for being here. I'd like to ask for a mini soul reading, and I'd like to know, how can I best dance in the light, keep my focus, let go of doubts, and be really present and move forward? I have an opportunity to go to a retreat in a week and a half, and I know the money's here, and how can I stay in that place of trust and knowing and allow things to unfold beautifully and with grace?
Well, you know, I want you to bring your hands to your heart, and if it's safe to close your eyes, please do so, and just exhale. And the message that's coming in for you is coming in through a group of archangels. I'm seeing Michael, I'm seeing Raphael, I'm seeing Zadkiel, I'm seeing Uriel, I'm seeing Metatron. I'm seeing lots and lots of these archangelic beings and ascended master beings. And they're all saying the same thing, and I hope this makes sense for you. What they're saying is, sit in the center and gaze around your circle. There are those it is time to simply let dissolve, and there are those it is time to simply embrace. Yet begin by dissolving all the remnant of doubt as you embrace the truth of your divine presence. And from there, everything is going to flow. There's this cord between you and there's some people around you that keep you doubting yourself. And they're saying that the minute you sit in the middle of this circle and claim you, those cords will just dissolve. And all that energy that's being interwoven between them will come back into you like a fabulous big shot of joy. And everything, it's like an explosion, a shattering of crystal around you that ignites you into a whole new level and a whole new phase. So I would encourage you, sit in the center, you know, meaning maybe go sit in nature, sit at home, put on some of your favorite music, maybe light a white candle, and really dive into this message and allow it to be, because it's literally that easy, yet it takes the focus that they're inviting you to bring forward. And you can do this. You can do this very quickly, and you can do it right now. And so I'm really grateful you got through with us today, Julie. I'm so glad you tried again. Thank you so much for your perseverance.
Thank you so much. It was actually the third time. It was the charm.
Exactly. See, and that's part of it. They're saying just stay focused on it. I love big energy today. It's a perfect moment for you. Many blessings.
Thank you so much. Many blessings to you.
Thank you, Angel.
Well, indeed, it does take a perseverance. We like to use the word tenacity.
Indeed.
To just keep going. Just keep walking. You know, oftentimes people get caught up in their day-to-day and actually don't attend to the fact that they are holding a higher frequency, or that there are things going on that are just outside of the habitual perception. And what I'm referring to is how your energy affects those around you. One of the things that Kira and I chuckle about from time to time.
Do we chuckle or do we laugh?
We chortle sometimes.
Okay.
Is that we'll go to a restaurant, a public restaurant, and we'll want to order whatever we find interesting there. And while we're sitting there, it seems that the tables around us don't get filled.
It's one people, note. They got it clear.
there's always this, either if there was somebody nearby, they tend to finish up and go and no one replaces them. And we'll pick a table by a window and the entire other half of the restaurant will be full, but the tables nearest to us will not.
But here's the key. And if they do get filled, it's with people who are carrying a similar frequency.
Yes.
And that's the blessing, is that it's not that we're trying to empty a restaurant. We're not. It's that what we're doing is saying we're carrying a presence and a frequency that feels yummy for us. And we're so clear in it that it doesn't polarize others. As a matter of fact, we're invisible. You know, in that moment, they wouldn't even see us. Because when you carry your energy with clarity, with love, and without any doubt, you are visible to those who are carrying the same frequency, and you are invisible to those who are not. There is never need for conflict. There is never need for things to be difficult.
And this is exactly how the world is sifting right now. Who are you hanging out with? What is the feedback that your outer experience is offering to you?
Who are you visible to? Who are you not visible to? And these are all powerful questions, including what is the cosmic connection with the starborn? What is the cosmic connection of living with light if you're a walk-in? What's going on the planet right now with living in light in all of the cosmic gifts that are coming forward? We're going to dive into all of that as soon as we get back. We're going to take a really quick break. We want you to stay with us. If you've called in, hold on. We'll get back to you after the break because we've got a lot of show to go.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back, beloveds. We're delighted to be with you right now. And for those of you that are just tuning in, we are indeed exploring how to live in the light, command the light, and be at peace.
Well, is it fact? Is it fiction? Is it fantasy? What is it? Well, we've already determined it's fact.
It's absolutely fact. And the fiction is that it's hard. The fiction is that you won't be supported.
Uh-huh.
So often, our egoic self, our personality self, is so afraid of making a change, is so afraid of losing something that we already have, that we don't take the perceived risk to live in greater spacious joy. And beloveds, we each can expand our joy. We each can expand our ability to dance with life rather than deal with life.
Oh, I love that. And you know, I love that we were talking about that before the break too, about the importance of the dance, of the ability to remain awake, aware.
Because being awake does not mean disconnecting from life. You took birth for a reason. You've
Indeed.
Got things to do, people to see, and joy to happen.
Indeed.
And it's all a matter of the perspective and the way that one engages your life, the way that we engage each other. And that we are all growing. We are all improving. So don't take a snapshot of the way it was and decide that's your future. If anything, you look at the snapshot and say, look how far I've come.
Indeed.
Because we're continuing the uptick. We're continuing the process of lifting.
And as we're lifting, our cosmic connections are getting richer. Now, let's do just a little bit of recap, okay? We know that we're in a 7-year ascension process, or we call it the ascension escalator, because it's very much just the 7 years on this escalator, and as long as you're on it. So we all hopped on, like it or not, aware of it or not, everybody hopped on this baby 2015. We are now halfway through the second year. How fast has that been? And what's happened is that through all of the openings of different energies on the planet, culminating with this spinning Matronian star energy that's happening right now, we have opened up portals of communication, portals of connection, portals of reunification that have not been opened on the planet before, especially not for such a sustained period. And you're seeing a rise. How many more shows can they produce about, quote, aliens? How many more things can be said? Well, the reality is that in a world of benevolent energy, which is the fifth dimensional experience, your third dimensional nervous system is being lovingly prepared to expand beyond a one world reality, meaning Earth, just this one planet. And yet, look at the third dimension. The third dimension is struggling with something as simple as global acceptance. And so in the third dimension, the way this is manifesting is with you're seeing the impending potential breakup of the European Union. You've got the Brexit issues going on. You've got financial issues going on. We're seeing far extremism on all sides of all things, politics, religions, experiences coming forward again. We're seeing this globally. There is not any aspect, any area of the world that's immune from this. So the question is, in the third dimension, the way that we are experiencing this contact, this nervous system preparation is quite frankly helping people get more negative, more pessimistic, prepare, thinking, especially in the United States, that they need to arm themselves, that they need to prepare for this impending doom. Now, conversely, in the fifth dimension, what we're seeing is an absolute support in upliftment that is benevolent, that is supportive, and that is mutually supportive of a grander universal wisdom.
And many, many, and I mean many people are having contact experiences and have been having them for quite some time. Contact is not just about a physical form of another entity exactly appearing before you. It is communication. It is interdimensional. It is energetic. There are many ways that this extraterrestrial contact can occur.
And that's why I enjoy using the word cosmic, because any contact that leaves someone feeling concerned, negative, harmed, worried, or in any way,
judgment or fear,
exactly, is a third dimensional experience that's most likely been orchestrated from within the third dimension. Conversely, fifth dimensional experiences are so loving that they are a preparation for you to expand, for you to go beyond the veil. And this is what brings us to our conversation on walk-ins and cosmic energies. And I want to read an email we received from a listener. And this email came in to guest@shreeandcareradio.com. Remember, you could write us as well, guest@shreeandcareradio.com. And it's from Joyce. And here's Joyce's little sharing. Greetings and gratitude, Sri and Kira, for all you are and all you do. Namaste. Well, namaste to you, Joyce. Could you please address my concerns about walk-ins? Is it true that no spirit can walk into another body, another person's body without being invited? Can the words we say or think actually be one form of an invitation? For example, do the statements I give up or I can't take this anymore open a door for a potential walk-in disaster? Is the human body really the most sought-after timeshare in the cosmos? Great question. Hopefully, the answers to these questions can help explain at least some of the seemingly unexplainable events that are occurring at this time. Our attention on intention without extreme stressful tension may be a key concept now and forevermore to both be more and do more. Thanks again and again. Love and light, joys, always, and in always.
Beautiful letter. And indeed, thought-provoking. There's actually several questions in
there. Well, there is so much here that I really feel at some point we need to do a whole show on this. That's for sure.
But let's pick up some of these topics and look at it. Because first off, a walk-in is another energy, another soul stepping in to your body and to your form.
And we want to, one of the things, Joyce, that I want to bring forward from your letter is there is a difference between a walk-in and an attachment.
Yes.
And really a lot, what you're talking about here is very, we need to make that distinction. There is also right now happening on the planet a lot of projection overlay, and that's actually happening from within the third dimension itself. And so it's very important to have discernments about all of this.
So for example, she offers these statements, I give up, I can't take it anymore. Consider for a moment the mindset and the energy of a person who is just depressed and flailing and self-incriminating and basically saying, I'm no good, I can't handle it, I'm weak. There will be entities, you could call them ghosts, astral projections, or hitchhikers. There will be energies, entities that wish to fill the void, that wish to be involved with you in that energy.
And when we make self-disparaging statements, and especially doubt, remember, doubt is the big one, we actually open up opportunities in our energy field for these beings to attach. These are not full-blown walk-ins. Sometimes you even have just temporary, for lack of a better word, possessions. And this is why it's so important to look at this from both the fifth dimensional cosmic walk-in experience and the third dimensional planetary thought body that's being squeezed by that collapse of the fourth dimension. Now, guys, if what we're saying, you're going, whoa, I have no idea what you're saying. Go to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. Watch our video on the collapse of the fourth dimension. Learn about that. Watch our video on the planetary thought body. And for sure, watch as much as you can. Just go into our channel, find it, search it, watch as much as you can. Because a lot of what you're saying here is actually applying to the planetary thought body in combination with the fourth dimension squeezing these compressed energies. There is more availability for disincarnate energies or stray energies to be hitchhiking, so to speak.
Yeah, they are.
With people that are opening up big doubt and fear gaps in their energy field.
Because remember, in your physical body, you have a pretty clear definition of where your body ends. It's called your skin.
Right.
You know, and however, your energy body extends out beyond, you know, your aura extends out beyond. And when your aura is actually part of your own safety mechanism, it's part of your identity, and it contains information about you, only now it's rarefied, it's energetic. If we are running doubt, if we're running suicide thoughts, if we're projecting out basically, I don't deserve, there are fissures and cracks, you might say, in the aura. And those fissures and cracks can collect some debris.
And remember, these are all primarily root chakra issues. And so whenever we have a very non-grounded root or first chakra, we really are a light beacon for those that want to attach. It's the easiest, most basic way for them to attach is usually first, second, or third chakra. Now, because we don't have a lot of time, I want to talk a little bit more about the rest of your email.
Well, let's just touch in on the walk-in conversation a little bit, and then we might have to do more on this at another show.
Well, absolutely. I want to first say, I love your comment. You know, is the human body the most sought-after timeshare in the cosmos? The answer is, in the third dimensional experience, in the time slice that we're looking at, the answer would be yes. However, remember, there are many worlds of density. Each world of density has a form, a vessel that is the expression of density on that form. Any form of density is sought after. There's an arrogance among humans of this planet that we tend to forget or assume that we are the most amazing thing ever. We are, and there's others that are very similar to us in very close time frames.
You know, it's almost as if the disincarnate is saying, well, am I going to go on a carnival cruise or am I going to pick a windjammer, you know, sailing cruise? Which planet do I go to? And so for those that are seeking this experience, of course, it's very attractive.
It's extremely attractive. And yes, there is a great attraction here. Now, as far as bona fide walk-ins, this is, you know, I'll say it, this happened to me. And I don't talk about it that much other than, you know, in 1989, I died of cancer. After my cancer experience, between the period of 1989 and 1999, the beautiful being that is speaking to you now that came into this body my physical body, I grew. Now, I was already 29 years old when I died on that operating table. I grew another inch and a half taller. My physical form took on a slightly different shape. My skin got lighter. My hair got straighter. So there were many physical shifts that happened to me after that near-death experience. I have memories of this body. You know, we have cellular memories, and I have very clear memories of the early childhood of this body and everything that, went on. Yet there was an agreement. And I remember in our book, 2012 Atlantean Revelations, I talk about this in the very beginning of the book, that I have a very clear memory at 5 years old of having a conversation with the universe saying, please take me. And I won't go into all the details about that, but I had very strong visions that I was having. They're all in our book, 2012 Atlantean Revelations. And what I knew was that when I had the surgery, when I died on the operating table in 1989, yes, there was an agreement. It was a conscious agreement. I happen to remember reiterating that agreement when I was a very young child. And the agreement is one that has been a beautiful blessing, because all I can share is that in my experience, I have all the cellular memories of this vessel and the blessing of all of the other gifts that came forward through the agreement that said, yes, if this being comes forward with me, I will continue my journey in form.
And there are other kinds of walk-in experiences, and we'll maybe touch on those at another time. The last little piece I want to offer to close out this topic for today is that sometimes what steps in is more of you.
Yeah.
Our soul can indeed splinter and fracture and be in more than one place at a time. And when the time is right for your full empowerment to return, you may find a resurgence of an energy that feels both familiar yet has a different sense of the world. And that could indeed be part of your very soul's energy that's bringing to you a galactic wisdom and reassurance for this time. So a lot of fun there.
Oh, yeah. And then last but not least, I'm just going to say one second on it, and then I want to talk to some of these amazing people that have been holding, is that we also are in a moment right now where there has been an extraordinary misuse of projected energy, meaning, you know, you've had lots and lots of mind reading experiments and things that have been going on with the military, with other shadow organizations. There are people that are being affected, that are doing things they would never do.
Yeah, people are being controlled.
Absolutely. This is not a walk-in experience. This is an experience that's intentional. It's coming from the third dimension, and it does explain a lot of what's going on. And we're sharing that because the reality is that if you are carrying the consciousness of light, go ignite your star consciousness. Go to YouTube, watch the new video, or go to shriankira.com, watch the new video. Click on at shriankira.com, click on the practices, learn how to use the container practice. If you do just basic things, use the mantra of self-ascension, you cannot be quote unquote messed with. They just can't get in.
Hear that. If you're doing basic spiritual hygiene, you might say,
Good word. Of
working with your energy, of working with love and trust, clearing yourself when negativity comes in, and holding that peaceful state that we're referring to as star consciousness, you're untouchable.
You're immune. You don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, you are sovereign. And as a sovereign soul who is awake to their own energy, there's a buffer in your energy field, and these lower frequencies just can't hook into you.
And that's why when we're living in the light and we know it's true, we truly are able to fly. Now let's fly, Sri.
All right, let's
go to line two. Let's do that.
We're going to line two, and we'll say hi to Daryl from Massachusetts.
Namaste, Daryl.
Hello, and happy birthday, Sri. Sending you joy.
Thank you.
I love this topic today. I try to make this my daily practice, living in love and light, dealing with all things that arise through that. But what I've been finding is that through so much violence that's been taking place in our world, The minute I turn on the TV to so-called kind of get plugged in, judgment arises. So I'm just trying to like work through not letting that be and staying connected with, you know, living through love and light and dealing with all situations. So if I could have a mini soul reading on that, I would appreciate it.
Well, I am so grateful you're saying this, because truly, my angel, you got on today because you're saying what a lot of people are saying, that, you know, I'm doing all this and yet I'm triggered. And that is an honest, really sincere response. However, here's the soul reading for you. And it feels to me like it's for a lot of people that are listening going, yeah, Daryl, me too. The gift that I'm seeing around you, and this is coming, it's funny, it's Archangel Michael is standing here with a solitary, huge, like crystal staff. And I was going to say sword, but it's not. It's like a pillar of light. And he's sticking this out in front of you and saying, be the pillar. In other words, he's saying, call in this pillar of light when you experience these feelings of judgment, and notice how you can grow through this experience, thereby helping others see the truth of their own experience. That you don't need to agree with anything, you don't need to approve of it, certainly. It's about you standing in a pillar of light. Send light to those affected. Feel yourself becoming 1,000 feet tall. I mean, this is huge what I'm seeing around you. You are such a powerful person. And they're saying that the more that you step into the pillar every time you're triggered, the faster this unified energy will pulse through you and take you into the next level. And so I'm grateful you mentioned this, and thank you so much.
Thank you. I so appreciate it. Love what you guys do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Angel. We love you. Namaste.
Many blessings.
Well, Sri, the show goes so fast, but let's sneak in another caller.
Oh, we can talk to more folks.
Let's do it.
We're going to head to line 4 and say hello to June from Hawaii.
Namaste, June. Welcome.
Aloha. Thank you so much
for
my call. Well, first, I just want to thank you so much for your amazing work, guidance, and presence. Both of you guys have made such an impact on my journey. And today is actually my birthday, so I was hoping that you would bless me with a mini soul reading.
Well, I just love that you have the same birthday as my beloved Sri Ramka. Woo-hoo! I'm excited about it.
Yes, happy birthday.
Yeah, and to you. I love this. I love that you're our final one today. What a fabulous way to culminate today's show. I love how perfect that is. And so thank you for the honor of offering you a soul reading. So, beloved angel, I want you to bring your hands to your heart, and they're saying to send all of your attention to your feet. And what I'm seeing right now, it's really kind of beautiful, is I'm watching your feet almost levitate a little bit off the ground, and I'm watching all these rings. Every one of your toes is getting a beautiful golden ring, and every toe has a different stone in the golden ring. And they're saying that this is the year you walk forward. This is the year that diamonds will manifest through your fingers as you integrate all of the rays of your divine presence. And then I'm seeing all these other beings come forward, and they're all handing you presents, and they just keep saying the same thing. Fear not, move forward, trust yourself, speak your truth. It is your time. And so happy birthday, Angel. Have an amazing year.
You are resurrected. Go for it.
Thank you so much. I love you guys so much. And happy birthday, Sri. Thank you so much.
Oh, and happy birthday to you, Angel. Thank you.
Many thanks.
Well, can we sneak in more?
Namaste.
I'll tell you what, if Brian is still on line one, let's say hello.
Namaste, Brian. We're going to sneak in.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. We can hear you just fine, Angel.
Happy birthday, Sri. I literally moved mountains to get to this point. I finally started a full-time job tomorrow that took years and tremendous amount of energy to get to this point because of the human discrimination. I stood up for myself last night to my dad, letting him know I've been doing the best I have ever been in my whole life, sharing him lots of positive things, and was wondering if you can still see that neon sign saying use me that you've seen in my last mini soul reading, which, by the way, offered me a massive amount of confusion instead of clarity, because I wouldn't of even close to have been in this situation or make it here if I wasn't standing up for myself. I really need to know when the effects are actually going to take hold that I have been standing up for myself my whole life, or was it just that I was reacting too much in the past, which you guys helped me not react as much? I got majorly interrupted in my daily practices today, which caused millions of things to happen at the same time before while trying to listen to your show. And I got severely depressed in an instant and had to do a clearing of this energy while your show was going on, missing what you are saying. Could you please offer me closure or reinsurance that I am going far right now in my life?
Brian, I just want you to hear one thing. I love you so much. I am so proud of you. Shri and I are sitting here just with our arms out. First of all, it is a miracle that you got on the show right now. And if that in and of itself should share with you, all I see around you right now is light. And I love that today's show is closing with someone who has done it. There's like this crystalline beam around you that's now saying, I am here. I am a force to be reckoned with, and it is my time. And this is the blessing of this time in July. For as intense as it can be in the negative, it can be for many, and for you, it is an incredible time of powerful manifestation, great forward momentum, and setting of the next stage. So the answer, my angel, is that it is no mystery that you got through today. And the reason you had that kind of flurry while the show was on is because whenever we break through, the final forces that try to stop us come forward while the universe is saying, are you sure? And you said, yes, you have won. You are on the other side. Now go forth and shine, my angel. It's your time. It's really your time. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been really intense this month, and I love you guys so much. Thank you.
And we love you.
Many blessings. And Namaste. We offer you a hug as we say goodbye. It's time to bring the show to a close. So thank you, Brian. And thank you, beloved listeners. Each and every one of you is making a difference. Be humble, but don't disrespect yourselves, meaning we, our presence, our love counts. And even when things aren't seemingly going right, they are going, and they are going to improve, and they are going to have a positive effect on you and others.
Living in the light is real. Go forward. Be amazing. Manifest. Remember, July is a time to manifest, so manifest your best life. And until we have the blessing of manifesting more time with you next week right here at BBS, may you know
that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste. Thank you for joining us at Shri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.